This is our Be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to let God handle your doubters. As difficult as it may be at times, we will still choose to take the high road because we know this is what ultimately pleases God. And now let's talk about how God will respond on your behalf. When I turn to the scriptures, I am reminded of the enormous assignment God bestowed upon Nehemiah, which was to restore about 2 miles of Jerusalem's broken walls. Standing among so much rubble on that very first day of the project, there were many doubters who didn't believe Nehemiah could restore that wall. But there was a group of doubters, call it haters in particular, who wanted to make sure Nehemiah didn't finish. So they tried to distract him and intimidate him, and they even plotted his assassination. But Nehemiah stayed focused by engaging in long hours of prayer and hard work, and he trusted God to handle his enemies. It's important for us to take special note of how Nehemiah used his energy. He prayed and worked and allowed God to do the rest. And God, of course, responded in a very miraculous way by inspiring 50,000 others to help Nehemiah rebuild that wall in only 52 days. Remember, God can handle your doubters better than you ever could. So which one of your naysayers will you turn over to God today? And as you think about that, remember these words: though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. Psalm 138:7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, let him handle them.